with such an eventful 2010 and such an exciting start to 2011, what does the future hold? Do you have any big plans coming up? I mean, how do you top that?
I've just been showering and showing up. I tell everybody I'm going to go to Mexico and disappear, find a canyon where there's no cell phone reception, and just wash my clothes in a creek. How's that sound? No, you know, it's funny. For somebody who said she wasn't going to do another CD, I've already got about half one written that I'm really excited about. And I feel like that's sort of a gift, this whole thing with Tim Krekel. It's I've fallen back in love with music. I want to go out and hear it. And there's all these new young acts in Nashville. They're just incredible. It's just like music is, I've fallen back in love with it, which is great. The new record's going to be called Beyond Words. Jimmy is one of the reasons I became a songwriter. The list is, it'd be Jimmy Buffett, Willie Nelson, people like Billy Joe Shaver, Cindy Walker. Those were great. And also the black, you know, Big Joe Turner. I liked the Boogie. Those were big influences also. And Elvis, it all goes back to Elvis. I saw him live when I was 7 years old from what they called the colored balcony. You know, this was during the Jim Crow South. My parents were out of town. We had a black maid. And she said, "Marsh, we're going to hear this man sing. He white, but sing like he colored." And she started laughing at his name, Elvis Presley. What kind of name is that? Elvis. She just thought that was a funny laugh. She just laughing. And so we go down there on the city bus because there's a bus stop in front of our house. And, you know, back then he was on some country package tour. This was 1956. And so I heard him from the balcony, and it was like lightning had struck the building when he came out. I mean, the blacks were digging him. The whites downstairs were digging him. And of course, the white girls downstairs were screaming so loud you could barely hear him. But it was just him and Scotty and the bass player there, you know, playing in front of the stage where you'd see movies, and just one microphone. It was powerful. That really drove a wedge between, you know, what I was being raised to be and what I didn't know at the time it was what I wanted to be, but I knew he was having a lot more fun than the people I saw around me. So that kind of started it all.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. And if anybody listening wants to know more about Marshall, you can find her online at tallgirl.com. That's your website. And I was hoping that we could wrap with the song that you finished Big Lonesome with. It's I Love Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Here it is, Marshall Chapman and I Love Everybody on Radio Mark Reedyville.